I want to talk to some people today. I want to talk to some people today whose soul is weary. I want to talk to some people today whose soul is worn out. I want to talk to some people today whose soul doesn't lay down. Your body laid down, but your soul is still up walking the floor. And I want to talk to some people that it looks like everything is stable in your house, but people don't know that your soul is uncomfortable. Your mind is in disarray. Your mind is full of duress. Psychologists teach us that when the mind gets in distress bad enough, then the house starts to turn into squalor, because the house is just an outer sign of what's going on in the head. And after a while, people get so deranged in their head that they feel comfortable living in filth and confusion, and they won't clean up the house because they can't clean up the mind. And when you can't clean up the mind, what good is it to clean up the house? I know I'm talking to somebody. And after a while, you become comfortable because the clutter in your closet and the clutter in your car and the clutter in your house is only an outer sign of the clutter that's in your mind. And they find people in houses filled with clutter, open boxes, food half eaten, sheets hanging out, clutter everywhere. And anytime you become comfortable in the clutter around you, it's because the clutter around you is telling the truth about the clutter in you. One of the first things they do when they put you in therapy is to put you in a clean environment where everything goes into a place. Because if we can get you to understand that there's a place to put everything on the outside, then we can help you to understand that there's a place to put everything on the inside. Your mind is in clutter. This text before us today is not just here to exercise our energies in the historicity of a theological exploitation of a private conversation between Abraham and God. No. This conversation is before us today to show you how far God will go to calm your troubled mind. Surely, blessings, I will bless thee. Heshata. You didn't hear it. You know what? The hardest thing in the world is to preach the word to the people of God. Because we have heard the word so much that we don't believe it. Because if we really believe the word of God, and I said, surely, blessings, I will bless thee, everything in here would start shouting and running. But because we don't really believe that God is talking to us, we say, yeah, amen, that's nice. But if your soul believed that God had given you a promise, irrevocable and immutable, that no matter what hell you went through, when it was all over, it was going to be all right, you could not stop yourself from running. The very fact that you can be indifferent, it's simply a sign that you don't believe it. So to convince you, he says, surely. Look at God trying to talk you into what he's already done. Surely, 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 surely blessings. I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. You know what? If you believe that, you ought to praise him like you just hit the lottery. You ought to praise him like he just paid off your mortgage. You ought to praise him like your tumor just shrunk. You ought to just praise him like you just got out of a wheelchair. You ought to praise him like he just opened up a door. You ought to praise him like he just made a way. Surely, surely, yeah. Practice your victory praise. Practice your deliverance praise. Practice your coming out praise. Practice your praise of prophetic joy. Praise him like it's already done. Praise him like you're a believer. For the next 30 seconds, let everything that have breath, give God some kind of praise. So here we are, praising the Lord. The old folks used to say, there I go again, praising the Lord. Here I go again, praising the name of the Lord. I praise him in the morning. I praise him at noonday. I praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him, praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. That kind of praise is the kind of praise that you have to be a believer to make. You can't praise him like that if you don't believe him like that. You have to believe him like that to praise him like that. Anytime I can talk about promises and it can fly over your head, it only means you don't believe it. Because if I handed you a check, you burst into tears. Because you believe the temporal, you believe the touchable, you believe the physical more than you believe the spiritual. But if you believe the spiritual, I just handed you a check. Surely! Surely! Blessings! I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. Let's rehearse this. Let's rehearse this. I will multiply thee. Say it again. I will multiply thee. Say it again. I will multiply thee. Give him a praise like you believe it. See, what you must understand is that God is talking to Abraham about the future, not the past. And he is using the future to give us something that we all need, stability in our soul. I'm tired of shaking. I'm tired of rocking. I'm tired of being moody. I'm tired of flipping out on people. I'm tired of going off. I'm tired of up and down and back and forth. I'm tired. Anybody know what it's like to be tired? Tell you, I'm tired. I'm tired. Waking up in the middle of the night. I'm tired trying to figure out my bills. I'm tired trying to encourage myself. God says, surely! Blessings I will bless thee. Blessings I will bless thee. Blessings I will bless thee. Multiplying I will multiply thee. Multiplying I will multiply thee. That's all he's saying to him. I will bless thee and multiply you. I'm going to bless you and then I'm going to multiply. I'm going to bless you, then I'm going to multiply. I'm going to bless you, then I'm going to multiply. I'm going to bless you, then I'm going to multiply. I'm going to bless you, and then I'm going to multiply. You don't hear what I'm saying? I'm not going to add because that's too slow. I'm going to multiply. Multiplication is addition on speed dial. God said it's going to come on you speedily. It's going to come on you suddenly. It's going to come on you right now. It's going to come on you right away. Surely! Surely! I will bless thee and multiplying. I will multiply thee. And then he says, I'm telling you this, and I'm doing this, and I'm willing to go into contract, and I'm willing to sign a contract, and I'm willing to put up something on the deed for trust so that you can know that I got this. And I looked for something to put up for collateral, but I couldn't find anything to put up for collateral that was better than myself. So I swear by myself that I'm so committed to bless you. If I don't bless you, I put myself on the line. That's what the cross was. The cross was God putting himself on the line. Say, if I don't bless you, he won't get out of the grave. But if you see him get up, is a sure sign that surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. I want every blessed person to make a noise. I want every blessed person to give a praise. I want every blessed person to send a note. I want every blessed person to say a word. I want every blessed believer, holler at your boy. Do something back. Let me hear you say something. If you know, shoot it! I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I cannot change my past. I can't change what I've been through. I can't change who hurt me. I can't change who disappointed me. I may not be able to change my past. So I cannot put any hope in my past, because the past is a graveyard of my yesterdays. So I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching to those things that are before me. And I made up my mind, come hell or high water, I'm going to press toward the mark. I may be tired, but I'm gonna keep on pressing, because everything God has for me has got to be in front of me, because I already checked out the past. And if it's not behind me, it's got to be in front of me. I want somebody in this room that can praise him on credit. Praise him for what he's about to do. Praise him for what he's about to release in your life. Clap your hands like you lost your mind. And then God says that the hope I place on you is an anchor for your mind. It's an anchor for your emotions. It's an anchor for how you feel about things. It's an anchor against the enemy. It's an anchor against the pandemic. It's an anchor against your job being in upheaval. It's an anchor. And I said, wait a minute, Lord. If hope is an anchor for the soul, then I gotta realize that faith is the substance of the thing I hope for, and it's the evidence of the thing I can't see. And so that means I cannot throw my anchor into my past, because if I throw my anchor into my past, it's gonna drag me down. I can't throw my anchor into where I am right now, because if I throw it into where I am right now, I'll never go forward. So I'm telling you, in order to be ready, you gotta throw your anchor. Throw it forward, throw it forward, throw it into next year. Throw it in the next month. Throw it forward. Throw your anchor. Throw your anchor. Throw it forward.